So Rabbi said, we're going to just go over a little bit what we spoke about yesterday for a few minutes, then we'll take a short break, and then we'll try to finish the two dots. I'd like to start the next sugya, Beis Hashem, with Siyata Dishmaya, on Sunday after the two dots, if we could. There's a very important, these are important Gemaras. It's beautiful to see how things are going to start coming back. Things that we've seen in the beginning of the Masechta will start coming back. They're coming back right over here. But before we do that, we're talking about the sugya of Mekadesh Bechite Kor Denaisa. I really want to try to zone in on Rashi and just get the pshat. If you want, we could go over all the questions and how we built it and the Tosfos and all that stuff. But let's try to get the pshat. The pshat and what's happening by Chite Kor Denaisa. We're suggesting this pshat is the pshat of that I saw also by Rabbi Yosef, also by Rabbi Shariyeli, there are others that learn totally different pshat. But this is the pshat that we're going with right now, as I said, from Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shariyeli, as follows. What our Gemara is trying to find is that during the Isser Derabanan, it's Kid De Oiraisa Damya. The way that we translated that is that it's going to be Isser Cheftza. That's the way we translated it. Isser Cheftza means that it's not yours. Now Rabbi Yosef said not every Isser Derabanan becomes an Isser Cheftza. Rabbi Yosef proved that because he said that what happens if a person accidentally eats something that's an Isser Derabanan, you have to pay. Why? Because it still has money. It's just that you're not allowed to eat it. It still has Shavius. It's still his. But an Isser D'oraisa, if you eat by accident, so then you don't have to pay. So come out according to Rebbe Yosef, if a person would accidentally feed someone else chametz on Pesach, would he have to pay? No, because chametz doesn't have value. It's Eina Shalai. It's Isser Cheftza. And the Gemara is trying to prove this idea. That's what we're saying is synonymous with the words Kide Oiraisa Damya. It's Eina Shaloi, it's Isser Cheftza. The Gemara proves it from the halacha that a man is Mekadesh and Isha during Shois Derabanan. Then the halacha is Ein Choshesh in the Kedusha. How does Gemara prove it from there? So we see in Rashi, Rashi says, you know why Ein Choshesh in the Kedusha? That's a very strong language. Ein Choshesh in the Kedusha is nothing, zero, zilch. The reason is because called the Mekadesh Adaita Derabanan Mekadesh. It sounds like we're using a whole different mechanism. We're saying like Be'etzim there should be a Kedushin here. However, because of Kol Demekadesh, there's no Kedushin. So what does one have to do with the other? That was the main question. And we answered as follows. We said, you're right, in the end of the day, the reason why in Cheshish and the Kedushin is as Kol Demekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh. However, how did this start? In other words, let's say Reuven married Rachel, and they had a very fine marriage. There was nothing wrong with the wedding. But the Chachamim, for some reason, don't want them to be married. The Chachamim don't just explode a marriage. Boom, okay, you're not married anymore. They don't just do that. They don't just liquidate a wedding just because it doesn't work that way. There's got to be something that gives them a point of entry. A point of entry is like the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says the following thing. What happens if a man is Tluya Vizavin, Tluya Vikidesh, which means a man, he forced a woman into a marriage. There's a way to do that. It's a little complicated, but the way to do that. So the Gemara says, Hu Asa Shaloi Kehoigin? He did something that's not right. We also do something that's not right. Afkinu Rabban L'Kedusha Minei. Boom. We take his Kedushin away. There's got to be something wrong here. So there has to be a point of entry. What is the point of entry for the Chachamim to come along and to say Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Mineh? Yeah.
Is all the power just for the Rabbanan once he says Kol Adas?
Once the what?
Kol Adas. Like at the end of
Kol Mekadesh Dayt Rabbanan Mekadesh? So
he doesn't say that. What would happen?
So that's a very big sugya. The sugya of Kol Mekadesh Dayt Rabbanan Mekadesh is a very big sugya. No, you're not saying a chabura on it this man. No, you're not. It's a very big sugya. There's lots and lots of different pshatim. Okay, there's one pshat is it's a regular tanai. There's another pshat that it's chachamim yesh koch. I'd rather avoid what happens if he doesn't say it or some of the details. What we're assuming right now is that it's working in tandem with the din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. We'll get back to that. But Kol Mekadesh needs a point of entry. The point of entry is you have to do something wrong in order for us to say Kol Mekadesh Zayit or Rabbanan Mekadesh. It doesn't just happen like that. So, therefore, what did he do wrong here? He's Mekadesh and Isha. Shois Dirabanan. Shois Dirabanan. He's Mekadesh and Isha. It's his money. He's Mekadesh and Isha. What did he do wrong? The answer is, it's not his money. So then they're not married. So what do you need to call them a Mekadesh for? So we said, Midirabanan, it's not his money. You have to wear two different glasses. When Hashem gave the Torah, was there anything wrong with the sixth hour? No. Midiraisa, what was the problem? The seventh hour. If a man would be Mekadesh and Isha with chametz in the sixth hour, the day after Matan Torah. Well, you couldn't do that because it wouldn't be Pesach. The end of the year after Matan Torah, right? That year, in Mekadesh and Isha in the sixth hour, what would the Edom say? Anyone knows what Edom say under the chuppah? No, that's not the Edom. Mekudeshes. Mekudeshes. Mazel Tov. That's what the Edom would say. Number of years later, the Chachamim came along and said, no, we are afraid you're going to make a mistake, so therefore we're going to aser sixth hour. But Midyoy Raisa, this is, Chametz is his. Comes the Chachamim along, and they say it's Eina Shaloi, so just get it clear. We're not using Hefker Bezdin Hefker. We're not using Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So when the Chacham said it's Eina Shaloi, it means it's only Eina Shaloi on a Dirabanan level, it's Eina Shaloi. But Midyoy Raisa, it's his. So now we have this situation. A man is Mekadesh and Isha during the sixth hour. Are they Mekudeshes? Yes or no? The answer is yes and no. Midyoy Raisa, they're married. Midyoy Rabanan, they're not married. Do we like that? Is that a good situation? Now the Chacham have a point of entry. They're like, buddy, this is a bad Kiddushin. We're going to wipe this out. How do they wipe it out? Called the Mekadesh, a Daiter Abana Mekadesh. With Hefker Bezdin, called the Mekadesh, a Daiter Abana Mekadesh. Why do they, are they doing called the Mekadesh over here? Because Midir Abanon, it's Eina Shalai. So what do I see? Can a person Mekadesh and Isha Midirabanan during the sixth hour? No. Can a person be Mevatel Chametz Midirabanan during the sixth hour? No. Can he be Mevatel Midyoy Raisa? Yes. Halacha Lemaisa. The Pri Chodesh, I don't know if he says Halacha Lemaisa, but if a person gets stuck for whatever crazy reason, he wasn't Mevatel before the sixth hour, should he be Mevatel then? Yeah, it's not a good time to be mevatel, because midirabanan, your chomet, your bittul's not chal, but midyoy raisa, your bittul was chal. This we also use this to answer the question of the Pri Yitzchak. The Pri Yitzchak said that how is a person ever over on the Isra by Rabbi Amatzeh? Because the Chacham made it Eina Shaloi. The answer is it's only Eina Shaloi. Midirabanan, midiyoy raisa. If you're not mevatel, you're going to be over on Balyu Rabbi Amatze. So we have to live in two different tracks. We have to be able to see it from two different lenses. We're saying one lens we're looking at it from is the diyoraisa lens. In the diyoraisa lens, he owns this chametz. And there's nothing wrong with the chametz as far as the Torah is concerned. So when the Chachamim came along and they said that in the sixth hour it's not his, as far as the Torah is concerned, midiraisa, it still is. So he should be mekudeshes. We would have this very awkward situation. She's yes married, not married. Comes along the Chachamim and they say Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Now we explained in Shir that Hefker Bezdin Hefker doesn't just mean the Chacham come along and say, again, they don't just blow up your Kedushin, right? They don't just do it whenever they want. They don't just do it however they want. They don't just say, you're not married. What? Nope, you're not married. What do you mean? I gave her a ring. Nope, you're not married. It doesn't work that way. Either the Chacham say through the get, or they have to be mafgir your Kesef Kedushin. What does that mean? they say that you didn't give her anything. So now the money becomes Eina Shalo even Midyoy Raisa. In other words, Chametz during Sheis Shoish, is it Shaloi Midirabanon during the sixth hour? No. Is it Shaloi Midyoy Raisa? Yes. However, if he makes the mistake of taking that Chametz and being Makadesh and Isha, what is Chazal going to do? The Chacham going to do? You're going to take the money away, even Midyoy Raisa. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, which is a Svara Midyoy Raisa. So he was Makadesh and Isha with nothing. Eina Mekudeshes, Midyoy Raisa. Hefker Bezdin Hefker is a Svara Midyoy Raisa. Why do we need that? Because Chacham don't call the Makadesh that to Rabban Makadesh. Very nice. But he gave her money, and it's his money. What did you do? You just made the Kedushin disappear? Poof! Gone. It doesn't work that way. I was Makadosh and Isha. If there'd be a get, okay. If there'd be a Kedushin, okay. You know, I mean, there'd be no Kedushin, okay. But if he married her, so what, how did it disappear? The answer is the Chachamim, they used Hefker, Bezdin Hefker to be Mafkir the money. Why are they being Mafkir my money? Oh, it's very simple. They're being Mafkir your money because you gave them Rishus in the Kedushin. Call the Makadosh that Rabbanu Makadosh means you allowed them in. You invited them here to the wedding. Now they're at the wedding and they see a bad kedushin. What are they going to do? They have to know the kedushin. How do they do that? They have to be mafkir your money. Chacham can't just walk over one day to Michal Kaufman and say, "Okay, Michal, we'd like your money. Hefker best and hefker, it's ours." So what does that mean? What did he do? He didn't do anything wrong. Okay, we'll take it. It doesn't go that way. They have to have a point of entry. So called the Mekadesh Adai to Rabbanu Mekadesh allows them to be mafkir his money. The fact that there's a bad Kedushin Midrabbanan allows them to be mavata the Kedushin. So all these things are all working together. Yes.
It says the Torah takes out of the Rishus. So even Midirais you wouldn't be able to.
The Torah takes out of the Rishus in the seventh hour. The Chacham take it out of Rishus in the sixth hour. So you're right. In the seventh hour, it's not his Midyoy Raisa. Why is he over by Rabbi Amatzei? Because the Torah put it back in. In the sixth hour, the Chacham came and took it out of Rishus before the seventh hour. If someone is mafkir all your chametz before the seventh hour, you're not over by Rabbi Amatzei. That's why the Pritzchuk asked, so that how are we ever over? The Chacham already took care of. You're right, maybe Midrabbanan will have problems, but no one will ever be over the Raisa. It's just not true. Because midrabanan, it just means it's Eina Shalom midrabanan. They're not making it Eina Shalom midiraisa. Only the Torah makes it Eina Shalom midiraisa. Yes, Ramosha.
Is there any way to make it retroactive by Kedushin that they were never married?
Yeah, they're never going to be married. Obi. This is never going to be married.
Is there any other way besides for the fact that make
money? So it's again, it's very, very tricky. Kol Makadosh is very tricky. But the situation is as follows. It could be that it also works retroactively. But let's say a man is Makadosh and Isha. And afterwards, he's mevatel the get. He sent a get, and he's mevatel the get. Shaloi befanav. That's one example of kol demakadosh. Anyone know of another example? Off the top of my head, I can't think of one. But there are plenty of other. What? Ein oines begitten is another example. There's a problem later on in the marriage, so that they only do if there's a get. But it also works lamafreya pashtus. It's a little complicated. Rather just leave it out. But yeah, Pashas goes to Mafre. The way it works in Mafre is again going to be with Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So the Mafre is going
to
take away his money.
All has to do with that money.
All has to do with that money.
There's no other way. I'm talking about.
I don't think Rashi holds there's any other way to do it. No. This is the way they do it. They do it through Hefker. Again, other Rishonim learn differently than it's just a simple Tanai. The Chacham gum up and say that Mekadosh are al Tanai, but Kopanim. This seems to be the Shita of Rashi. So now we understand that there's three different things that are working here altogether. Rabbi Yosef doesn't say this last knetch that we're saying, but again, three different things working together. The first is that midrabanan it's Eina Shaloi. Why is that the first? Because now we've got a problem. He's Mekadosh and Isha during a time when midrabanan Eina Shaloi, so midrabanan Eina Mekudeshes, midraisa Mekudeshes. Now we've got a problem. So now, because called the Mekadosh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadosh, therefore the Chachom have the right to tamper with his Kedushin, how are they going to do that? Through the vehicle of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, they'll take away the Kesef Kedushin, and now it's Eina Shaloi, even midi Oiraisa, it's Eina Shaloi.
So only Mekadosh in the seventh hour?
Seventh hour, for sure you can't be Mekadosh, even midi Oiraisa. It's Eina Shaloi. There it's Eina Shaloi Midiraisa. It's Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu hu Bershusoi. It's Ki'ilu. He does not own it. Let me ask you a question. A bar. Right? Does a person own a bar? He doesn't. Right? Elamai, it's Ki'ilu. It's his. We're just doing it enough in order to make him Lech'ura. That might depend on the next Gemara. We're going to see the next Gemara is very interesting. I'll start. I'll move on to the next Gemara. I was thinking maybe along the lines of what Tzvi. Tzvi was. Look at the next Gemara is very interesting. Is there more needed on this Gemara? I'm just going to do an intro on the next Gemara. More needed? No. I think we got it. We hope so. The next Gemara is an interesting question. Says the Gemara. Ulubasar isura. After this mana isser, you can't be mavatel. Is that really true? After this mana isser, you can't be mavatel. So Rabbi Yasha says, what's the Gemara's problem? What, the Gemara thinks you could be mavatel after this mana isser? How in the world could you be mavatel after this mana isser? What are you thinking? The Gemara's going to try to prove that you can be mavatel after this mana isser. How in the world can you be mavatel after this mana isser? Let's try to understand. If bittel is hefker, can you be mevatel after it's eno shaloi or eno bishusai? For sure not. It's open shut. There's no way. So according to Tosfos, Gemara is very schwer. According to Rashi, it's a little better. Because you remember, according to Rashi, we said the chori should be able to be mevatel. We think according to Rashi, you can even mevatel chametz that's totally not yours. We came up with this mardik achidish. What was it? Ein ichs, chalal ichs. Like ein iser chal iser. It's like the mardik achidish. And Achanami, the Gemara is like not convinced. Maybe you could. Rabbi Yosef Betzim says this in the Maram Kamis we gave out. He says, Bishlam Shitas Rashi de bitol mitoyres hafkos achshivos. After Shach Zaitik de hani bitol achers man iser. It makes sense. Maybe it'll work. Ulam mitoyesvis de bitol mitoyres hefker. Can hechi salka daitok de hani haka bitol achers man isura. Hare in a shaloi kvar. Well, it's in a b'shusai. It's not really in a shaloi. According to Tosfos, said maybe it's only in a b'shusai. But you can't be makna something in a b'shusai. Is there havamin you could be mafkir a davarish in a b'shusai? Bittul is hefka. What's the havamin? It's a strange havamin. So according to what Ritzvi was saying, maybe the havamin was, it says, it's in a shaloi. V'asa kasif ki'ilu hu b'shusai. So now, is it in your shus now? Well, kind of. You're right, it's not supposed to be in my rishus, but you put it back in my rishus. Maybe it's enough in my rishus that now I could be mevatel it. Says, see, maybe it's enough in my rishus, now I can mekadesh anisha with it. Right? I don't know. But that maybe was the Gemara is grappling with. Right? You're putting it back in my rishus? Okay. So you're telling me it's mine. If it's mine, then maybe I could be mafkir. Maybe that's what the Gemara is not sure about. Gemara is saying no. It's only it's ki'ilu hu b'shusai. It's not mamish in your rishus. It's only ki'ilu. How ki'ilu is ki'ilu? Not so ki'ilu. You can't be mavatalit anymore. If you can't be mavatalit anymore, you probably can't be makash with it anymore either. It's not really yours. But the Gemara is not sure about that. According to Rashi, you don't have to say that. The Gemara is just saying maybe you could be mavatal chametz after it's shas iser. Why not? Why ain't ichs chalal ichs? Okay, it's nice. I mean, sounded good yesterday, but maybe, you know, we could say differently.